No doubt it changed some minds. However, the more one reflects upon it, the more one feels as though one has been manipulated. The director of Yield to the Night drew some fine performances in a worthy cause, but he didn't do so entirely with dignity or with integrity.
This week's essays on post-war British film were written and presented by Simon Heffer and produced by Mohini Patel. Now, you can take part in Sound of Cinema by voting for your favourite film music. Go to bbc.co.uk/soundofcinema and follow the links to hear clips of the shortlist and cast your vote for the Sound of Cinema, nation's number one favourite film soundtrack. But be swift, as you've just an hour as voting closes at midnight tonight. Which means it's now 11 o'clock and time for World on Three with Lopa Kotari.
James, thank you very much. Well, at the heart of tonight's programme are strings, because my guest tonight is none other than Debashish Bhattacharya, a master of the slide guitar, and accompanying him on tabla is Yogesh Samsi, another maestro of Indian classical music. They're both in London for the Durbar Festival that's taking place at the South Bank Centre all this weekend. So they've come into the studio to give us their very own concert, and it's going to be in about half an hour's time. So let's get going. This is an unlikely pairing of Finland with Benin. It's a band called the Helsinki Cotonou Ensemble. And this is Agamafa Nahede. Beninese drummer and singer Noel Saizanu leads, and Hane Hollonen, the Finn behind the project, provides Santana-inspired UK funk guitar.
Vivo de guatire di Ningba do mon vivo Oh vivo de oh, hey, vivo de guatire di
Yeah. Vivo de guatire di, ningba do mon vivo, vivo, vivo de guatire di, bonado mon vivo, oh vivo de, vivo de guatire di.
Great stuff. The Helsinki Cotonou Ensemble and a track from their debut album, Beaucoup de Piment, Lots of Pepper. Jana Hollinen is the musical brain behind the project. He headed out to Benin about 4 years ago to take a course in traditional voodoo rhythms. Now, last year, he went back to Cotonou, this time with two other musical compatriots. And they got together with Noel Saizonu and a bunch of local musicians from Benin. And 6 weeks later, had an album done and dusted. Not bad, huh? Well, this is World Art 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. My guest on the programme tonight is a man I've been longing to meet, Indian slide guitarist Debashish Bhattacharya. Also, I've got some music from Brazil and something that sounds as if it should be Brazilian, plus some new releases from Vio Facature, Tammy Crest, and music from deepest, darkest Stoke Newington in North London. Well, moving swiftly from the Helsinki Cotonou Ensemble to Canada. Joaquin Diaz is a fine accordion player, but not a native Canadian. He was born in the Dominican Republic, San Pedro de Macorís, to be exact, a city founded by Cubans fleeing their war of independence in the late 19th century. Joaquin moved to Montreal in the 1990s, where they just can't seem to get enough of his Caribbean-infused merengue.
Me llaman pa' mi mato, vivo aquí en Matapalazo. Me llaman pa' mi mato, vivo aquí en Matapalazo. El que se mete conmigo, yo le caigo a machetazo. El que se mete conmigo, yo le caigo a machetazo. Vivo aquí a donde quiera, me llaman pa' mi mato. Vivo aquí a donde quiera, el que se mete conmigo, yo me convierto en una fiera. El que se mete conmigo, yo me convierto en una fiera. Ay mamá, a lo mayor, para lo mayor, yo me voy a mudar. Ay mamá, a lo mayor. We'll be right back.
vivo aquí en Matapalazo, me llaman pa' mi mato, vivo aquí en Matapalazo, el que se mete conmigo, yo le caigo a machetazo, el que se mete conmigo, yo le caigo a machetazo. Ay mamá, a Tom Mayor, para Tom Mayor, me voy a mudar. Ay mamá, a Tom Mayor, para Tom Mayor, yo me voy a mudar.
Joaquin Diaz, Canadian resident, followed by Canadian born and bred indie rocker Danny Michel. Now, can you guess who Danny was playing with on that track, Behind the Waterfall? It's Belize's Garifuna Collective. In fact, the whole album is a collaboration with them. It's called Blackbirds Are Dancing Over Me, and it's been nominated for a Juno Award for the Best World Music Album. It's also earned 5 stars from the Guardian newspaper's Neil Spencer. So do give it a listen. It's one of those albums that slowly creeps up on you. And you can see the Garifuna Collective live tomorrow night, Saturday, in Hackney. Welcome to Butterfield Green, London N16. That's the name of the album from the London Klezmer Quartet. And N16 is the postcode for Stoke Newington. Over the course of the album, they all invite you to their own parts of London and to share in some of their travels. This is one such tune. Susie Evans, who plays the clarinet in the group, penned it in honour of the floating Gaya Bar along the Thailand's Mekong River, where many a beautiful sunset and balmy evening were enjoyed, and no doubt with quite a few cool beers too. Thank you. New Orleans jazz with an undercurrent of hip-hop and punk. Not the sound you would expect from a village of about 10,000 people in the heart of America's Dairyland, Oregon, Wisconsin. The band used to be called the One Lard Biscuit Brass Band when it was formed by students at the local high school. And I'm glad that they've changed their name to Youngblood Brass Band. It's got more oomph and, frankly speaking, it's a lot easier to say. If you want to see these guys do their thing, they've got 8 gigs in the UK, starting in Brighton on the 31st of October, taking in Bristol, Birmingham, York, Exeter, Dublin and Sheffield on the way before ending up in London on the 8th of November. Echoes of Uptown, top ranking in this next song from Soraya Drummond, a Brazilian singer from Bahia in the northeast of the country. Reggae legend Gregory Isaacs is one of her heroes, and Jamaica is part of her musical heart. This is Sorriso Forte na Luta.
Thank you. been growing on my mind, just like a creeping vine. The echo of your voice is just a ghost in my head. Softly spoken words of love come back from the dead and whisper soft.
Banjo, fiddle and a catchy melody, Creeping Vine from the Brighton-based Mountain Firework Company. The Lonesome Losing Blues, their third album, is a delightful British folk and bluegrass, simple and sweet. And so to my guest tonight, you can hear the drone in the background, Debashish Bhattacharya, and accompanied by Yogesh Samsi on tabla. Debashish is a truly unique artist who I guess you could say has tinkered somewhat with a commonplace instrument and has made it quite as unique as himself. Debashish, it is what? It's exactly 11:31. Tell me, what are you going to play for us at 11:31 this evening?
Well, it's me, Yogesh Lopa, and thank you for having us today. We're going to play a rag called Kaunsi Kannada because it takes me back memory lane so many years ago when we were young. We used to listen to the greats like Ustad Vilayat Khan Saab, Ustad Ali Akbar Khan Saab, and great musicians of those that generation. And at just about 11:30, 12, the night would just begin with Indian classical music, with rags like this.
Take it away, guys. For me, the night really has just begun. That was absolutely, absolutely wonderful. You know, when I listen to that, obviously I hear India, but there has to be some connection to Hawaii. There's a real sweetness and an island flavor to it.
You are right. You know, those cultures around the world which has never changed themselves in the name of upgradation. Because it is not necessary that everything need to be upgraded. One of them is if Indian raga music, as Jogesh Bhai was mentioning, I am from same generation. In 1967, I was 4 years old. My father took me to Banga Sangaskriti Sammelan, used to be held in Calcutta Maidan.
Inside the Maidan is the central kind of square. It's the kind of where everybody plays cricket during the day and meets at night and has a picnic and all that.
There was no industrial fair in Maidan, only musical fair. And the classical concert used to start at 10. 8 from 10 was local or budding artists. Around 11:30, 12.
At night time you're talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
3,000 people inside the pandal.
Wow.
And more than 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 people sitting or standing on the tram line of Chowrangi, the central road, which is central road, sitting with a quilt or shawl, with a topi or a hat, and the chaiwalas, Abu Chai, Chai, Chai Garam, and they're listening in the loudspeaker. So I, Jogesh Bhai, we are from that generation in Hawaii music also, in the Samoan culture and Hawaiian culture. Music which has been created by the queen, Hawaiian queen, and her families, and old music. It has never changed. It has a soul connection. Slow, mellifluous, wavy, subtle.
Yeah.
And it is connected. It is so continuous without any break.
It's something beautifully fluid, but I have to ask you this, Debashish. A Hawaiian lap steel guitar, right? You were born and brought up in Calcutta. What on earth was this instrument doing in your house? Where did you find it? Hidden at the back of a door? What was it? Where did it come from?
Well, I'm not that old to tell about the destiny, but when I was 3 years old, I was listening my mom singing Eriya Lipia Bina Saki Eriya Lipia Bina, and I was humming around the house at that age. But one day my dad showed me that a Hawaiian guitar was like today dad give a cricket bat, my dad gave me a Hawaiian guitar.
Yeah, but I can understand where a cricket bat and in India comes from, but a Hawaiian lap steel guitar. You have to tell me, what was it doing in your house? Who brought it there?
Well, you know, the history says, and I met the guy from the history.
Oh.
That's none other than the legend of Hawaiian music, who actually during 1920s till 1968 has never gone back to Hawaii. He was traveling all around the world, and world knew Hawaiian music, Hawaiian slipper, Hawaiian shirt because of him. But he never liked to be in the what is called limelight or in media. His name is Taumoy. His wife Rosma and him, they recorded in 1940 in Damdam HMV recording studio. Rosma was a fantastic falsetto singer. So he brought slide guitar, Hawaiian lap steel guitar, and Hawaiian music in India in 30s. And
to Calcutta.
Calcutta, yeah. Because Calcutta was a British capital.
Mm.
And also they used to travel around the Asia, Japan, China, everywhere, with many other American musicians also. sometime. But when the Second World War started, he never had to go, never had any chance to leave India.
Yeah.
So he, with along with another 100 of different countries' musicians who were entertaining British and American soldiers in Calcutta, he was stuck there, and his daughter Dorian was born there. So this is the music they used to play. I will just mimic a little bit because I'm not an authentic Hawaiian musician, but I know the songs. This song with Hawaiian guitar arrived India with Papa Taumoe.
And you picked up a guitar that he left behind the door in the corner of your house.
He's one of the fan or follower who was my father's friend.
So will you play us something that reminds us of? Of his impact on your life. I mean, would you play us something on what you have developed from the Hawaiian guitar?
Oh, sure. Now, this guitar is in open G minor tuning. It's in the terms of guitar tuning. Those are the old lap steel guitar music. If you just hear this as an Indian traditional song, like raga music,
Devashish, will you play us another raga?
Please.
Perhaps something that you might have played when you headed out to Hawaii for the first time. Something.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I have to say that the Hawaiian guitar is no longer a limited number of strings, is it? In your case, how many strings?
I have a 22-string guitar.
22
this is chaturangi.
String.
I designed it at the age of 15. But now, when I started playing at the age of 3, there are only 2 or 3 names, big names, which was unknown for me. But now there are more than many thousands of young slide guitarists waiting to have an opportunity to play or learn.
So what raga are you going to play for us now?
Ragashri.
Ragashri. Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Because Ragashri has this song from Hawaii. It's a very famous song called Moana Chimes. To contemplate this Hawaiian song, this
Raga Raga Shri, but for me, it's always going to be known as now the Hawaiian Raga with Devashish Bhattacharya on slide guitar and Yogesh Samsi on tabla, and more from them later on. We've put up on Twitter on the World on Three hashtag some pictures of Devashish's guitar. It's absolutely fantastic to see. More from them later on the programme tonight. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. Next week, it's going to be World on Three with a Difference, because we'll be featuring two more artists from this weekend's Darbar Festival. Devashish is obviously here as part of that festival. And it's also part of Radio 3's Sound of Cinema season. We'll be presenting a portrait of Indian film composer A.R. Rahman, who we hooked up with when he was working on his latest films. And this Sunday at 10 o'clock in the evening, don't miss the last ever World Roots, when Lucy Duran will be looking back at 13 years of the programme. Now, Ricky Skaggs is a bit of a legend of American country and bluegrass music. 6 years ago, he teamed up with another award-winning musician, Bruce Hornsby, from the pop world. You may remember The Way It Is, Hornsby's first studio album in 1986, and a single from it that went multi-platinum. Well, anyway, the both of them, Skaggs and Hornsby, went on tour together 6 years ago. Recently, they got to listening back to some of the recordings from that tour and decided to bring out a live album. They clearly had a lot of fun. It was obviously brought back some great memories for both of them. So little wonder that they've headed off on another tour as a result. Here's a track called Little Maggie from the live album, a tune on which Skaggs sets a cracking pace that Hornsby matches quite ably on the piano.
Thank you.
Purveyors of the kazoo, homemade instruments and music from the good old days of frontier towns, liquor and jug bands. Shisum and Lotus are brand new vintage. For their latest album, 1929, the new kings of old time, they've become a trio, teaming up with saxophone player Son Sanderson. Viola Lee Blues is the name of that tune. Two songs now from Brazil. Well, actually, it's one from the UK duo who go by the name of Delata, followed by one from Brazil and some new bossa nova from a singer called Nana. So first Delata and a song called Ronco da Cuica, featuring two London-based Brazilian artists, Janjira and Pedro.
Alguém a raiva e a fome de interromper. A fome e a raiva é coisa do zoom. É coisa do zoom. A raiva e a fome mexendo a cuí. Vai ter que roncar.
É coisa dos homens.
A fome tem que ter raiva pra interromper.
A raiva e a fome de interromper.
A fome e a raiva é coisa dos homens.
É coisa dos homens. A raiva e a fome. Deixa na cuica. Vai ter que roncar.
negacionismo alemão. Eu já disse a você, ou eu penso em te dizer, que não vou me esquecer do expressionismo alemão.
Expressionismo alemão, German Expressionism from Nana, new bossa nova from Sao Paulo. Now here's two tracks that I think bring together some of what my guest tonight encapsulates. The East, musical mastery and steel strings. Driss El-Maloumi is an oud player from Morocco. This is Imtidad from his album Makan. Thank you. the distinctive sounds of steel strings and bottlenecking. Boise, Idaho's Hill Folk Noir, an American band who call their music Junker Dash. To others, it's simply indie folk. Well, back now to my guest in the studio, a man of steel, Debashish Bhattacharya. I'm kind of caught between wanting to talk to him and wanting to hear your music. So perhaps, Debashish, we can have the music first and then the chat later. So when you get your app online, your pitch, what are you going to play for us?
Well, we are in the all-night music of the Darbar, you know. So we started with what is called Majestic Raga, Koshi Kannada, and then we played the flowery, rosy, Hawaiian Rageshri. Now we should play something more romantic, more thoughtful, more deep, like Tumri, which is, of course, one of the best music of Indian classical culture. This Tumri is written by myself, but I will not sing it today. I will play it. And it's in Mishra Gara with Yogesh Bhai. He is one of the finest musician. I should not say tabla player or accompanist. He's the finest musician. Music in his blood. I'm really fortunate that we are spending good time from Darbar Festival to BBC Radio. Thank you, Yogesh Bhai, for coming.
Pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
World on Three listeners, you are being romanced by two of India's finest musicians, Yogesh Samsi on tabla and Debashish Bhattacharya on slide guitar. Debashish, romance is obviously in your heart tonight, but it's been one arduous journey to get you here to the UK, hasn't it? Tell us, you have been everywhere and missing virtually every plane that you'd booked in the last 26 hours.
booked and rebooked. It should be my rhythm. Booked and rebooked.
It must be an absolute nightmare, because it's not as if you can land anywhere that you've got a concert and say, oh, my guitar hasn't followed me in my luggage. Can you give me a new one? I mean, this is no guitar that anybody could
replicate.
This
is Chaturangi, 22-stringed Indian classical guitar.
And it's been how many years in the making?
Oh, I never counted how many years I have spent, but I'm still having love and fun to rectify anything I want to. I have recently designed another guitar, which has Debashish Bhattacharya apps.
But, oh my goodness me! Oh, what demon has been created in this divine music sort of ambience of Indian classical music? The spiritual and the demon. Tell me.
Only thing is that if you have in one hand 20 fingers, and if you don't practice, then you can play with that apps on my Chaturangi. But if you have only 5 fingers and 3 is applicable in right hand and 3 is applicable to hold the bar, you have to practice 20 hours with the apps.
So what are you doing? You're trying to propagate laziness?
No, I'm trying to put the instrument in amongst lazy and hardworking, both the generations.
Oh, okay. Embracing technology, acknowledging the fact that the younger generation probably won't work as hard as you did.
Yes, absolutely.
So how many students have you got?
Well, I have taught more than 3,000 students in last 15, 20 years in India and abroad.
But tell me, you actually have students in Hawaii, is that right?
Yeah.
What do they think? What do they think about this beautiful instrument that you took back to their country and said, hey, look what I did with it?
Well, it is about the time when they first see it, they fall in love with the look. When they first hear it, they fall in love with the sound. But after they get it, they first think that this is an Indian novelty in American land. But for later, when they just sweat like me when I practice, they understand what is real love is. It's always having labor of love, as you mentioned earlier.
Wait, can I say something, though? Debashish, in this area of Indian classical music, and especially Hindustani classical music, the role of the Guruji, it seems to me, is that he or she often basically teaches you to try and replicate what they do. It's a mirror image of who they are. But with the slide guitar, I mean, A, there aren't that many people who you would have learned from. But to actually learn classical music in an instrument that actually has no place within it must have taken quite an extraordinary guru, quite an extraordinary mentor.
Well, my first such guru in instrumental music was I received the guidance is a great saint of our sitar faculty, Pandit Manilal Nag's father, Pandit Gokul Nag. When I was almost 19 years old, but my journey between 3 years to 19 years is something which nobody knows in the media, and tonight I'm not going to say that either. I'm not disappointing you, but it will come up at one point with something. But I have always felt I was very special from my childhood. I have a special power. I could see something which, if I look at it, at some day, it has come to me. I got that power. But I think in my childhood, the teachers or mentors didn't recognize it or they didn't find it properly. Only thing has happened when I came to my guru in touch with Pandit Brijbhushan Kabra in 1987, when I was already 24 years old. Since then, I have a regular mentor for 10 years when I lived with him. But the way I have groomed myself, my guru found it's amazing and he didn't change it. So the way I make sound on my guitar, the way I pluck, the way I glide my bars, way I try to sing through my instrument was indigenous. I didn't put an effort, but I deeply loved with my entire entity. And I didn't love anything else, and I don't love anything else in my life than my little chaturangi. They are my bacha, my baby.
Kids, yeah.
They are born in my existence.
Devashish, I am very aware of the fact that time is moving on,
yes.
But I'm also sadly very aware that we've hardly even scratched the surface of all the stuff that I'd love to talk to you about. But will you give us one more tune this evening? What will you play for us?
Karu Sajadi of Ustad Bade Ghulam Ali Khan.
Thank you.
I can't think of a better way to spend any evening. Debashish Bhattacharya and Yogesh Samsi gracing the studio tonight on World on 3. And next week on World on 3, we're going to continue with our India theme because we've got an All India special for you. It ties in with Radio 3's current series on sound and film. Roger Short, my producer, and I met up with A.R. Rahman on one of India's modern music heroes of the film world. And he spoke to us about his almost obsession with technology and his state-of-the-art all singing, all dancing recording studio in Chennai, where he's also set up his own music conservatory. And we bring you some of the highlights from this weekend's Darbar Festival at the South Bank, which of course is what Debashish Bhattacharya and Yogesh Samsi have come to the UK to perform in. Now, Vio Fakature, Tammy Crest and Winston McAnuff and Fixie have all got new albums out. All three are a step in a new direction. Whether it's paired back and acoustic, as in the case of Vio, or exploration of a new sound in the case of the other two, they are all albums worth a listen to. This is Vio Fakature and Yer Gando from his album Mon Pays, a song that talks of the tragic impact of what the conflict in the north of Mali has had on the country, specifically the ban on music and the resurgence of slavery.
Set me free. 4, 5, 6. Tired of your crafty tricks. 7, 8, 9. When you gonna give me what's mine? What you want from me, I gave to you. What I want from you, you won't give to me. What you want from me, I gave to you. What I want from you. Na-na-na-na. 10, 11, 12. It's time now to help yourself. 13, 14, 15. I wanna get on the big scene. 16, 17, 18. I'm the one with a bullet. What you want from me, I give to you. What I want from you, you won't give to me. What you want from me, I give to you. What I want from you, you won't give to me, no. Set me free. 4, 5, 6. Tired of your crafty tricks. 7, 8, 9. Trying to give me what's mine. What you want from me, I gave to you. What I want from you, you won't give to me, no. Na 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 na.
Slow-paced desert blues bordering on reggae. Tammy Crest and Itu from their album Chatma, Women, dedicated to the courage of the Tuareg women. The band are going to be here in October, as are Winston, McAniff and Fixie, who are going to record when they're in Cardiff next month. And Viu Fakature is playing at the Queen Elizabeth Hall next Tuesday, the 24th. The song before Tammy Crest, before Tammy Crest was actually 1, 2, 3 from Electric Dread, Mr. Winston McAniff, and Norway's accordionist Fixie. A New Day is one of my favourite albums of the year, and one that I've been waiting nearly a year for. I just love the combination of Winston's casual gruffness and that pushing beat added to by Fixie's percussive playing. Now, time for probably just two more tunes. This is where Andean folk and Colombian cumbia takes a digital turn from an Argentinian singer called Yayegros. This is the title track from her album Viene de mí. Well, before the final track tonight, a quick thank you to Debashish Bhattacharya and Yogesh Samsi for coming in, to James Wirtwhistle and Andy Fell, who did a great job on the sound, my producer Roger Short, and of course, thank you for tuning in. I'll be back at the same time next week with, as I said, an India special. I do hope you can join me then. I leave you with the soulful, beautiful voice of L.D. Brown, a.k.a. Grey Reverend. He's got the kind of voice that's perfect for this late hour. It's music that sings of being alone. It pulls in your heart and at the same time imbues a sense of love and kindness. L.D. started singing and writing when he moved to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And I think that part of the city has seeped into his songs. Till next week, here's This Way from Grey Reverend. A very good night.
Now that you're gone, I don't understand. But if I was wrong, I'd say it again. They were all things be this way. Just like the season, changing my tune, 'cause I found a reason to stay here with you. But the summer and fall and the springtime recalls, and the winter bring home the blue. Tell you right now, they will always be this way. So I'm setting you free by letting you know it's just you and me. I'll never let go.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Anniversaries of composers who wrote operas have been much celebrated of late, and this opening couple of hours brings a whole lineup of non-anniversary Italian composers, best known for their operas, but without a single singer in earshot. Good tunes are guaranteed, though. What we have here is a gathering of opera overtures, intermezzos, ballet music and so on, even the odd venture of the opera composer into non-operatic repertoire. Among the composers, Rossini, Puccini, Ponchielli, Chilea, and to set off, Mascagni, the overture to what he called a cheerful Italian comedy, Le Maschere, The Maskers.